Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Okay, so I have a kind of debacle. Not really me, but my cousin. But I think she brings up a really good point, and I don't want to be the only advice that I give to her. So I'm wondering what other people think about this.
Okay, what's the story?
My cousin went to a wedding recently, and she got them. It was a really bougie wedding. So the couple is a really bougie couple. So everything on their wedding registry was insanely expensive, like all designer name things. And so my cousin, of course, being a good like wedding guest, got something from their registry. I think it was around like, it was definitely a couple hundred dollars, if not more expensive than
Dang.
That. Yeah, it was around like $400.
Nice.
And then the couple ended up getting divorced after just 60 days. Like literally they were just shy of 60 days of marriage and they already got a divorce.
That's shorter than Kim K.
Exactly.
72 days.
Shorter than Kim K. Shorter than like 2 months basically. And so now my cousin's like kind of like mad and is like, dude, I spent so much money on your wedding gift. I don't have that kind of cash just lying around. Like, I want to ask for my wedding gift back. Am I just supposed to assume that they're going to be sending those back to all the guests? Or do I actually have to, like, call her up, ask her? Because it wasn't even a 60-day marriage. Like, the wedding basically just happened.
I feel like this is the rule. It's past expiration date. There's no way. Like, if the marriage, if someone had not shown up at the altar, or if it didn't go through and you'd already sent a gift, then you would get your gift back, but no.
833-563-2539. I'm torn. While I'm the king of cheesy, I agree this is something you probably should not do, but then McKenzie, I almost look at it like, well, what's the return policy at Walmart? Oh, 90 days? Okay, you got 90 days to get your gift back. It's tough because I'd hate to be in that couple's position too. No matter what the reason is, they're obviously not working out. Do you want to have to go and then tell everybody like, hey, like send all the packages back and get all of the addresses? I feel bad because obviously one person in that marriage didn't screw up. Somebody had to have.
I just feel like it's very kind of, I almost think it's kind of rude to ask one of your guests to spend that kind of money on your wedding gifts. Like, I get it. You guys are rich. You guys are bougie, but not everyone is. And so to ask your guests to spend that kind of money and then for you guys to just get divorced, not even 60 days after, and no one really screwed up. They just like were not compatible. They just like literally could not stop fighting and just got divorced.
Well, honestly,
like, it was no big deal.
I feel like, but they made the choice to spend that, which was so nice. But like they made that choice to purchase that gift. They could have gone with a gift card if that was out of there, but there's no way after 60 days. Plus this couple, honestly, has so much probably on their mind. That's the last thing they're going to think of or even deal with.
No, I kind of agree with that one. I'm interested to see if anybody actually thinks, like Liv says, that you should be able to get your gift back. Or is there ever a time, like I think only when McKenzie mentioned would be acceptable, and that is the fact of, hey, we called off the wedding, already kind of sent something on our registry.
Then I feel like it's appropriate you give the gifts back.
This is why I always do the old, oh, they must have lost my card thing. Like where they didn't get a card from you, but you never do it. McKenzie, if you ever get married again, please invite me. I promise, the gift's in the mail.
Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.